Daily Rest, Thursday, April 27th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is the Heidelberg Disputation. Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Recognize God's work. Luther applies Isaiah's words in this passage to the theologian of glory. A theologian of glory calls evil good and good evil. A theologian of the cross calls the thing what it actually is. Thesis 21 from the Heidelberg Disputation. We have already established that the Bible describes the works of natural man as an evil thing, especially those done to try to earn God's favor. Yet the theologian of glory calls those works of man good. They suggest that the works of man do have merit and value in obtaining grace and salvation. What a horrible perversion of the truth. However, the theologian of glory also calls good evil. They say suffering in a Christian's life is evil and the result of not living a righteous enough life. They say a truly godly person will enjoy God's blessings and a glorious life. If you don't, they tell you to improve your Christian walk and God will bless you. Luther says these are the people whom the apostle calls enemies of the cross of Christ, Philippians 3:18. For they hate the cross and suffering and love works and the glory of works. Thus they call the good of the cross evil and the evil of a deed good. Therefore, the friends of the cross say that the cross is good and works are evil, for through the cross works are dethroned, and the old Adam, who is especially edified by works, is crucified. It is impossible for a person not to be puffed up by his good works, unless he has first been deflated and destroyed by suffering and evil, until he knows that he is worthless and that his works are not his, but God's. That is Martin Luther from The Proof for Thesis 24. Father, we thank you that you have worked your ultimate good for us through the suffering of our Savior Jesus Christ. May you continue to work out our suffering for our eternal good. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.